Hello and good morning and welcome once again to another Louisville and Kentucky Spotlight. I am Andrew Romer, and my special guests today are Reverend Tracy Holliday, Executive Director, and Carissa Acree, Public Relations Manager for the Cabbage Patch Settlement House. Thank you both so much for joining me today.
Glad to be here, Andrew.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
And I'm looking forward to learning more about the organization. So why don't we begin? You tell me, Reverend Tracy, what is the mission of the Cabbage Patch Settlement House?
Well, simply put, our mission is to profoundly change lives. Our mission statement starts off by saying that we're a local nonprofit Christian ministry and that our mission is basically to equip and empower children, youth, and their families to be self-sufficient by helping them maximize their economic, educational, emotional, moral, physical, social, and spiritual potential. The bottom line is we try to be holistic in our approach to the people we serve.
And what is the history of the Cabbage Patch Settlement House?
Well, it's a very interesting history, and probably don't have time to tell you the whole history, but in 1910, there was a young woman in Louisville named Louise Marshall. She was the great-great-granddaughter of Chief Justice John Marshall, prominent Louisville family, and she was with her parents who helped start a little mission Presbyterian church down in what we now call Old Louisville. From that experience, teaching Sunday school to children in that mission church, she decided to found a settlement house. She was only about 22 years old when she started it. In the area of the city, close to Old Louisville now, there was a neighborhood called the Cabbage Patch. You had low income, as we would refer to them now, poor families who were basically had to cook and grow their own food, and cabbages cheap and easy to grow.
I would like to hear how and why the both of you got involved with Cabbage Patch. And Reverend Tracy, I'll start with you.
I came to Louisville in 1980 to attend the Southern Baptist Seminary, which I did. But I didn't really come to seminary thinking that I was going to probably go into traditional church ministry, but was interested in ministry of some kind. Louise Marshall actually ran our organization for almost 70 years. So she died in 81. I was finishing seminary in 84. And a longtime staff member had kind of stepped in, but they were looking for a new director. And that combination of a ministry organization was a nonprofit organization. Running a nonprofit's much like running a small business was a really good fit for me. And I guess it must have been a good fit because here I am 29 years later.
And Carissa, what about you?
Well, I actually started off as a volunteer. I was recruited. I have a background in public relations, and I was working for a PR agency in downtown Louisville. And I was approached by a member of the board who said, "Hey, I'm looking for a PR person. Would you just come and volunteer and be on our committee?" And I actually got really involved helping the Patch launch a fundraising event. And so I really got to meet the staff, see the facility, and I just was immediately drawn in and attracted to being part of their work. And then I guess about in June 2012, this position came open and I got a call, and it was just a great fit. It was a great move to come and be part of this work full time.
How many people are actually involved, Reverend Tracy, with the Cabbage Patch Settlement House? How many volunteers do you have? How many people on staff?
We have a total of about 27 staff members, about 20 full-time, 7 part-time. We have a pretty large board because, not being in some of the typical funding streams, we have to raise a lot of money, and so board members are critical for that. So about 33, we can't have 35 board members. But we also have a lot of volunteers. We have well over 1,000 volunteers a year that help both in events and on the board on that side of the organization. But the majority of those volunteers are in our programs. So they're coaching basketball teams. They're helping in our educational programs, tutoring, homework help. They do a little bit of everything because we could not do the level of service that we do without a lot of volunteers.
My guests are Reverend Tracy Holliday and Carissa Acree with the Cabbage Patch Settlement House. And if the both of you can break down the programs and services that the Cabbage Patch Settlement House provides.
We do what Louise Marshall started doing in the beginning in terms of these days is called recreation and youth development. Athletics, drama programs, camping programs, creative arts, leadership programs, you name it, we do it at some level in our programming. So we might have a class in photography, or we might have a class in creative writing. We're very big into the camping thing. We did 31 summer camps this past summer, primarily in that area, although our education department did several camps as well. And we also do some high adventure camping. We do 100-mile canoe trips and 100-mile bike trips. And sometimes volunteers are going on those trips with us too. Carissa, why don't you tell about educational opportunities?
Our educational opportunities program offers children and youth who come to the Cabbage Patch assistance with their homework. They have access to tutors, they receive assistance in reading and math readiness, and they even get help studying and preparing for the ACT as they get older. Each program that is in Educational Opportunities is very highly structured. We have a very well-trained staff. Our volunteers are just top-notch that are placed in that program. So the kids really have access to great resources to help them. One of the things that I love the most about that program, when you walk over there and visit, is you're going to see those volunteers working one-on-one with the young people. I mean, they're really giving them that attention that they need. And I can't tell you how many times, just in visiting with volunteers, they've said, this child was struggling and they were really having a difficult time and everyone was kind of giving up on them. But when I sat down with them, I realized what they needed was just that one-on-one assistance. So what happens to the kids when they leave the Cabbage Patch, when they age out? We have a college scholars program that is actually part of the educational opportunities. And that assistance comes in the form of financial aid. But our staff also stay in touch with those young people. So they are calling them, emailing them, keeping up with them on Facebook just to see how they're doing and to try to catch any issues, any struggles early on. And that really allows them to identify any issues and help them through that. We hear from our college scholars a lot, and they tell us, we don't know where we would be without the Cabbage Patch, without that constant support. And actually, this year, we're going to give about $45,000 in direct scholarship aid to those young people.
And the third leg of that programming, Andrew, is our counseling and family services area. While we're not able to work with every family of every child that comes, we do what we call intensive case management with about 40 to 50 families a year. And what that means is that basically families that are at point A that need to get to point B, C, D, we're trying to help them do that. So it might be getting better education. It might be getting out of a living situation they're in. It might be pursuing job skill training, all those kinds of things. And then we do some pretty big assistance programs in the holiday season, certainly at Christmas and Thanksgiving, and do back to school programs. We have a lot of church partners that help us with those programs, sponsor families for Christmas and that sort of thing. So that's primarily what that department does.
Reverend Tracy Holliday, Executive Director, and Carissa A. Cray, Public Relations Manager for the Cabbage Patch Settlement House, are my guests today. And what is the age group that you serve at the Cabbage Patch Settlement House?
We start at 8 years old. Because our programming structure is such that there are some supervised free play areas and such, that's about the age break we need to have. Every area is supervised, but kids can sort of wander various parts of the building to do various things. And so kids can stay with us up to 18. And if they're a college scholar, then they might be 20 or even older.
And what opportunities right now do you have for people to come and volunteer with Cabbage Patch Settlement House? And do the children that you serve, usually when they're older, come back and help out with Cabbage Patch?
Well, we do have alumni who come back and help in various ways. In fact, our program director, who is actually the longest tenured staff person we have, he's been there 33 years, started out as a patch kid and has everything short of having written a dissertation of having a PhD in recreation administration. So he's one of our success stories, obviously. But yes, we have alumni that volunteer, certainly not every alumni. We have families that sometimes sponsor a family for Christmas who were recipients of Christmas baskets 5 or 10 years ago. And so we're always anxious to have folks that were involved in the past, but new folks as well. So in terms of other volunteer opportunities, Krista may have some thoughts on this too, but like I said, we use volunteers in all aspects of our programs, whether it's primarily, I would say, in recreation and education. And then the volunteers that work with us in family services are really more off-site volunteers, like doing things like Christmas baskets and such.
Well, we do have an on-site volunteer coordinator. So she works with the volunteer to kind of identify their specific skills and what they bring to the table, and then she finds the right fit for them. But one of the things that we do say is we really like more of a long-term volunteer kind of relationship. At the Cabbage Patch, we're very focused on building a relationship with the child and really giving them a positive, healthy friendship that they can experience. So we look for volunteers to spend time with us anywhere from about 4 to 16 weeks. We work around people's schedule, absolutely, to figure out hours and times that fit. But we do want to see them consistently kind of walking through the door. And it's rewarding for the volunteer just as much as it is for the child that gets to know them and build that friendship. Anyone interested in volunteer opportunities can visit our website. There's a whole page that kind of walks you through the process and tells you who to get in touch with. And that is just cabbagepatch.org.
And because we're an after-school program, that works well for people who work normal schedules or students. We do take juniors and seniors. We use a lot of those young people in our educational program volunteering. It's because we're open from 3 to 8:45 every evening. And so that can fit into somebody's schedule pretty well usually.
So at this time, does Cabbage Patch have any particular needs?
Well, what we haven't talked about is volunteer groups. And often when we're doing a party for a group, say the teens or the younger kids or whatever, we are looking for maybe a Sunday school class or a business to take that on and provide some gifts and provide some food and that sort of thing. And so that's certainly an opportunity. We do have a lot of faithful church sponsors and others that do Christmas baskets. We'll do about 70 or 80 baskets. There's always that last 10 or so that we have a little trouble finding some sponsors for. And so that certainly is an option. Again, I've seen a very nice trend with businesses, instead of throwing themselves a party for Christmas, say, well, why don't we direct that to somewhere else, the families that really have a need. Never hurts to get school supplies. We give those out all year. Doesn't hurt to get some gloves and scarves, and food is an important piece too, because we're seeing a lot more requests for food. We have a very small food pantry, but we are giving out quite a bit of food and other items that folks can't buy with food stamps. Some of the toiletries and those kind of things, and those are probably on that website list as well. And of course, we always need money. Every organization, every nonprofit needs money. And the great thing about money, as Wayne Oates said, it's concentrated energy. You can do what you need to do with it.
So you just mentioned funds. So how does the Cabbage Patch Settlement House receive its funding?
Well, as I mentioned, we are a little different. We're not in the United Way system. We're also not in any government funding streams because of our Christian base. And so we're fortunate, being 103 years old, to have a nice set of endowments funds that provide about a third of our income on about a $1.7 million operating budget. But that other million, roughly, we have to raise every year. And we do it through several special events. And we do it through just a lot of generous folks who believe in our ministry and who are giving $25 or $100 or $500 on an annual basis so that we can keep doing what we need to do.
And you mentioned events. Are there any events coming up you'd like to talk about?
Well, we just finished a great auction that Chris is in charge of. You want to talk about that for a second?
We had our annual auction. It was in September. It'll be coming up next September. But we're always looking for businesses and individuals to secure donations for our silent and for our live auction. But near future, we have our Putt for the Patch event, which is a really fun event that kind of gives that opportunity for a lot of different people from the community to get involved. It's April 16th, 2014, so may seem a little bit far away, but it'll be here before we know it. And it is an indoor 18-hole miniature putt-putt course. So we'll have up to 54 teams, maybe a little bit more this year. Fill three flights for that. At the Melwood Arts and Entertainment Center. It's just really a good time, and it's a lot of fun. It's a great way for people to just come together and form a team and also learn about the Cabbage Patch. But we are looking for sponsors. We're looking for teams, and we sign those up really early. So even though it's November, it's a good time to start thinking about if you want to get involved with that event.
And our third major fundraising event is a golf event we do in the summertime, usually in July at Valhalla. And we charge a lot of money for it because it's a fundraising event. I've heard numerous times from folks that have participated that it's one of the best golf events that they go to every year. And these are folks that go to a lot of golf events.
My guests today are Executive Director Tracy Holliday and Public Relations Manager Carissa Acree with the Cabbage Patch Settlement House. And if you could share any personal experiences of those lives that have been touched by the Cabbage Patch Settlement House and maybe how you have enriched their spiritual lives as well.
Well, I think about a young lady named Nina who started with us. We used to have a chalker operation. We realized that wasn't quite as great a need in our particular location some years back and closed that down. But Nina started with us when she was about 3 years old in our child care. And she was just one of those kids that really bought in and proceeded to do everything in the patch for really the next 15 years. And we noticed with Nina that as she was going through school, that she was doing quite well. She was very bright. And so we actually work with some of those kids to advise on high school choices and such. She went to the Brown School and did extremely well there. And so she became one of our college scholars. Because of her ACT scores, she actually was offered a full scholarship at Murray State, but also a full tuition scholarship at Xavier University in Cincinnati. We don't make the decision for them, but we said, look, we'll help with room and board if you want to go to Xavier. And she chose Xavier, went up there, did extremely well, majoring in chemistry, mind you. And she was told by her professor she really needed to pursue graduate school. And so she has actually just finished her master's in chemistry at Vanderbilt University. You ask about the spiritual dimension. We do offer Bible studies. Sometimes I say we look like schools looked when I grew up, and that is we have prayers before basketball games. We have Vesper services at camps. There's prayer before every board meeting and committee meeting. The spiritual piece is woven into what we do day by day. You'll walk over to Educational Opportunities, and there'll be a Bible verse of the day on the wall, and there'll be the Ten Commandments on the wall. And so it is just part and parcel of who we are. We're very careful about who we hire. We're very careful about who we ask to be on the board. We want people of strong faith who believe that this is not just a social service agency, but a ministry.
Besides the website, how else can someone be in touch with the Cabbage Patch Settlement House?
Our website is a great resource. I would say start there. There's a contact page, which has our main phone number. But if you want to just give us a call directly, that number is 502-634-0811, and we have a receptionist that will get you to the right place. But we're also on Facebook, and we have great programs going on every day at the Patch. It amazes me. I truly don't have enough time in my day to capture all of the great stories that are there, but I really work hard to at least go over and capture a couple pictures, and so we keep that really up to date. So if you want to follow along and kind of see the day-to-day, what's happening, I would say follow us on Facebook. It's just search for the Cabbage Patch Settlement House, and we will pop right up.
And that really is a great way to get a sense of it. I think radio is a great medium, but I'm a visual learner. And so if I can go on a website or a Facebook page of an organization and see pictures of activities and see the kids and the folks that are working with them, that really helps me. And so I would strongly second what Carissa said about that.
And where are your offices located?
We're at 1413 South 6th Street. So we're right on sort of the western edge of Old Louisville. We actually have five buildings. We actually have about 40,000 square feet of facilities. We just expanded those facilities about 4 years ago, added almost doubled our size. And so a lot of the facility is nice and new and looks great and really is the kind of space that we've needed for decades. But yeah, we're right there in the western edge of Old Louisville on 6th Street.
And is there anything else you'd like us to know about the Cabbage Patch Settlement House?
We mentioned staff. I don't know that I mentioned the quality of the staff. We really look for very high quality staff. And by that, I mean both educationally oriented, but spiritually strong. And so that then translates into a high quality and as a director for me, a high degree of productivity in our programs. All of my programming staff have at least bachelor's degrees. A number of them have master's degrees. It costs to do that, but we think it's well worth the investment to have the quality of programs that we do. We're just blessed to have so many good folks involved, whether it's on the staff or on the board or volunteers. The Lord really provides the right kind of folks to make this ministry work. And obviously, that must be the case because here we are at 103 years old.
My guests today have been Reverend Tracy Holiday, Executive Director, and Carissa Acree, Public Relations Manager for the Cabbage Patch Settlement House. Thank you both so much for joining me today.
Glad to be here, Andrew. Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
And we hope you'll join us next week for another Louisville, Kentucky Spotlight.